Congratulations! Today we're going to go over everything and do some teaching. I see you've had an ultrasound done at your prior office. Do you know what your confirmed due date is? Was September 23 the first day of your last menstrual cycle?
Sí.
Then the expected date of delivery will be June 30. Do you have regular cycles every month?
Sí.
So that makes you 18 weeks today. Your early ultrasound was very on board with that due date. Perfect. So every Friday, you will go up 1 week. Do you have any questions?
No.
How many times have you been pregnant?
Dos veces.
How are you sleeping?
Bien.
Not smoking?
No.
Not drinking any alcohol?
No, no.
You've gained a little bit of weight, but not enough. So today we're going to talk about appropriate diet. I see that your lab work is complete. Do you want any genetic testing today?
No.
Do you have any congenital or birth problems in the family?
No, que yo sepa, no.
Okay, so let's start the teaching. I am going to send you home with this packet of information. Is there someone at home who can read English?
Sí, claro, mi esposo.
Good, because the materials are all in English. Any nausea or vomiting?
Ahorita no.
Do you have any pain in any parts of your body?
No, tampoco.
No travel, okay? If you have to travel, we prefer you go to destinations with good medical care. Are you planning any overseas travel? If yes, do it by 24 weeks. Fly in a pressurized cabin. 1 month from your delivery date, be close to home. No amusement park rides. We expect Dad to be at all of your appointments since he's an important part of the team. Exercise is okay. 30 to 90 minutes per day. No high intensity aerobics. You can lift weights. 20 to 40 pounds is okay. No more sit-ups. Any questions?
No, realmente no.
So let's talk about an extremely important part of your pregnancy, nutrition. You need at least 2,200 calories per day, at least. Let's talk about how many servings per day. A serving is half a cup. Grains, rice, pasta, potatoes, bread. 6 to 8 servings per day. Vegetables, 4 servings per day, one of which should be a dark green.
¿Qué quiere decir con eso de verde oscuro?
Spinach, broccoli, kale. 2 to 3 fruit servings per day. 3 dairy products or calcium-rich foods. 3 to 4 proteins per day. Do you eat meat?
Sí, me encanta.
Good. Remember, iron is found in red meat, liver, green vegetables, whole grain, cereal, dried fruit, and beans. Eat small meals every 2 to 3 hours. Do you think you can do that?
Bueno, pues por lo menos voy a tratar.
It's very important that you eat fish. It's very healthy. Avoid high mercury fish like shark, swordfish and mackerel, tuna, salmon and snapper. You can eat once per week. Avoid sushi and raw shellfish because of the bacteria. Make sure you cook all your meals well, nothing raw. Your lunch meat should be heated to steaming. All dairy products should be pasteurized and wash your fruits and vegetables well. This pamphlet talks about warning signs. If you see any warning signs, call this number. Put this phone number in a safe place so you know how to call. If there is an emergency, just push 5 and your call will go directly to the nurse. After hours, the message will tell you which button to press. The danger signs of pregnancy are bleeding and abdominal pain. If you have any bleeding at any time, call this number. Do you have internet at home?
Sí, claro que sí.
We'll send you your test results to you via email, but don't send us any messages because we do not check the email daily. You have to register online. Do you want to attend classes? I'll leave that up to you since this isn't your first baby. You will visit us every 4 to 6 weeks, more often after 29 weeks, and weekly during your last month. Do you have any cats at home?
No, no, no.
Okay, no kitty litter duty. You can have one caffeinated beverage per day if you need it. Do you have something sweet to eat for lunch?
No, en realidad muy pocas veces.
I'm very anxious because your urine is spilling ketones and glucose, and it shouldn't be spilling either. This means that your baby is breaking down mom's muscle mass for fuel. When was the last time you ate?
Pues hoy, como a la 1 de la tarde, antes de venir aquí.
Do you have any family history of high blood sugar?
No, que yo sepa, no.
Then before you leave, let's schedule a time for you to return so that we can do a fasting blood sugar test. We'll then have you drink some juice and check your blood sugar again after 2 hours. We'll also do an HbA1c. If any one of these tests come back positive, it means you are diabetic.
¿Y cuándo se realizará esa prueba?
At 24 weeks. Do you have any history of high blood pressure or kidney disease?
No, nunca.
You can have intercourse unless you have cramping or bleeding. Tell us if that's going on. Ideally, you should gain 25 pounds for the whole pregnancy. You need to do the ultrasound on the baby in 2 weeks.
No puedo regresar en 2 semanas.
Why are you going out of town?
Sí, por eso hice mi cita para hoy. Yo puedo regresar en 1 mes.
The reason we do this ultrasound is for your baby's health. We look at the baby from head to toe. I have to tell you what is best for your baby. It's against our advice to come back in 1 month. 19 to 20 weeks is the ideal time for this ultrasound. You can come back in 1 to 2 weeks, but not 4 weeks.
Entonces, ¿no puedo regresar en 2 semanas? Ya me habré ido.
I don't know what to tell you. Be careful of environmental hazards at home. Don't climb on a chair. No electrical work. Make sure you wear your seatbelts. Do you feel safe at home?
Sí, tengo otras citas planeadas para las próximas semanas.
Don't worry about those. We can reschedule them for February or March.
Discúlpeme, pero necesito una receta para esto de poder presentarla en mi compañía de seguro.
What is that? Prenatal vitamins? I don't know what your insurance covers, but we're big fans of over-the-counter vitamins. Those vitamins are very expensive and not needed. You don't need to spend that kind of money. The over-the-counter vitamins have DHA and are very reasonably priced. If your insurance reimburses at a better rate, have your pharmacy send us notice. But over-the-counter vitamins are great. Other than prenatal vitamins, do you take any medication?
No, pero tengo un dolor de muelas que necesito ir al dentista. ¿Eso perjudicaría a mi bebé?
You can have a cleaning, but I wouldn't recommend x-rays. If you need an x-ray, then they can shield you. Okay, put this gown on. Take everything off. I need to examine you to care for you. The last time you had a pap smear, it was normal, yes?
Sí.
Okay, I just need to do an examination. Let me know if at any time it hurts. I'll stop. Take a deep breath. Your lungs sound good. Let me check your breasts. Lie down and put your hands here. I'm just checking for lumps. Nothing. Good. Is this side painful?
Sí, un poco.
Make sure you wear a good support bra. Okay, let's do the examination. Can you put your feet in the stirrups? Slide down a little bit more. Perfect. I warm this up for your comfort. Relax your knees to relax your pelvis. You are going to feel me check you. I'm now going to insert the speculum. I'll insert it slowly. You're going to feel a little pressure. Done. Now you are going to feel just my hand and a little jelly. I'm going to check your pelvis. You are doing really well. Okay, we're done. You can get dressed now. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Do you have a scale at home?
No.
You might want to buy one. You need to make sure you're not losing weight. You've only gained 3 pounds since the beginning of your pregnancy.
¿Y eso es normal?
It's a little bit on the low side. It might be because you're busy with your little boy. 3 pounds is not very much.
¿Cuál es el nivel de mi azúcar en la sangre? ¿Está alta?
Well, you're spilling sugar into your urine. Your initial glucose test was high, so we'll be checking that during the pregnancy. Do not go for long periods without eating. That is not good for you or the baby. Your previous platelet count was low, but that is now normal.
Pues entonces, ¿cuál es mi peso ideal?
You are okay now, but you need to gain a few pounds per month. You have to gain 25 pounds for your whole pregnancy. I will be giving you some supplements to take orally. We will schedule your future prenatal visits. I will be able to advise you further as soon as we receive the results. Make sure you schedule your ultrasound on your way out. Do you have any questions or concerns?
No, por ahorita no, pero gracias.
All right, we are done. Make sure you schedule your ultrasound on your way out.
Gracias, señorita. Muy amable.